Earlier this month, public broadcasting survived an effort in the State House to slash its funding in half. Now a subcommittee in the State Senate has axed the appropriation entirely. MATSU Republican Mike Dunleavy chairs the Department of Administration subcommittee, and he warned that the cuts would be deep before announcing them at a meeting yesterday.
There's going to be a lot of good programs across the board that may not be funded. And as we go through this, it's not necessarily a judgment on those programs, but it has to do with the fact that we may not have the money to pay for everything.
Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan attempted to restore $5 million in funding to the budget proposal for public broadcasting.
I am a 45-year private sector broadcaster. I programmed, managed, and owned a bunch of private stations here in Southeast Alaska and in Anchorage. And here I am speaking up for public broadcasting because I'm not sure everyone realizes how much is going to be lost.
Egan noted that the cuts would cause some stations to potentially lose their federal funding as well. He said rural communities could lose their emergency alert systems and that public television coverage of the legislature would likely be terminated. The amendment failed 3-1, with Republican members voting against it. The department budget will now be sent to the full Senate Finance Committee. If the cuts hold there, the House will have to approve it or reconsider public broadcasting's funding level in a conference committee.